Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey there, Stuart.
Well, interesting election proceedings going on, and I wanted to read something here. Pelosi, a long time ago, said that she was going to be selecting the President of the United States. You may remember that, Larry, and that the American people basically had no say in it. You remember that? That was maybe a year ago, 6 months ago?
Oh, I remember that. Yes. Yes.
Well, guess what? She may be right. Here is a headline. Pelosi, House will step in and decide who is president if no clear winner. She said that the House is prepared to step in to decide who is president if the election results end up in a dispute. Now, isn't that interesting wording? Because the dispute has already started. Okay, now she says, should the Electoral College fail to decide either candidate is the winner, something likely, at the very least, be delayed based on an arbitrary deadline set up by counting votes by individual states, then a vote would go to the House. So they took the House again. The House will be based then on communists. I don't know why people won't call these people who they are. They call them Democrats. They are not Democrats. They're hardcore communists bent upon the overthrow of the United States. Larry, what do you think about that comment she made and the one before that? Looks like that's where we're going.
Well, it looks like she's serious, and there's been warnings for the last 6 months that this was where this was headed, that Pelosi was possibly the most dangerous person in America.
Yes. And anyway, let me read a little bit more. It says that when the Democrats found they were going to lose, they shut down the count in all blue states, or almost all blue states, and suddenly found tens of thousands of absentee ballots in the middle of the night. Now, this is interesting because they haven't said, you know, particularly in Wisconsin, where all of a sudden, I think it was like 120,000 votes out of Milwaukee were suddenly found and dumped. And Trump was way ahead. And evidently, none of those votes in Milwaukee were cast for Trump. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know how you vet it. But that's what they're saying. That's not possible. I don't care if you're in the middle of Milwaukee. There's going to be somebody that's going to vote for Trump. They don't all vote that way. The whole thing is rigged. And, you know, for the first time, I'm noticing all these election boards are coming out in defense of their integrity and all of this sort of garbage. Like in Wisconsin, the lady who represents that was saying how integrity was and how they are very careful and they count all the people very carefully and they have to go through all this process and nobody can slip through. Well, then it was pointed out, and I haven't vetted it because I don't know exactly if the updated websites for Wisconsin state are accurate, but the number of registered voters in the state of Wisconsin was listed. When you add up the votes for Biden and you add up the votes for Trump, there's more, many more votes that are not evidently registered voters. Now, this thing needs to go into a court, an honest court, which is very hard to find now because you got so many judges that have infiltrated. You know, the communists know what they were doing, and they've taken years and years and years to infiltrate our colleges, our universities, our grade schools, our high schools, and are pumping out all of these communists. They have infiltrated just about everywhere. So America's done. I warned the folks here some time ago. You lost your country. And this is but proof of it. And it doesn't matter if Trump ultimately wins or not. You lost your country. If you have that many people voting for a person who can't even cite a sentence without drugs so that he can pronounce everything correctly, and you have a vice president who's a hardcore, deep-core communist, and you vote, and it's that close, you lost your country. Communists have won. Now, this is very, very interesting in light of the fourth beast of Daniel and also the beast in Revelation, which is a mixture of communism, fascism, and Fabian socialism. That's the end result. That's the fourth beast. You people in America, you lost your nation. And here's what bothers me more than anything, Larry. For years, we have sent our sons and daughters off to war. Husbands and wives, parents, grandparents, off to war to fight for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This is what we've done for years and years. I don't know what the death count is. In the millions of these people who died to defend the Constitution, to defend the Bill of Rights against communism and that sort of thing. And now, the American people, or at least half of them, are bowing down and kissing the black boots of the communists. That is the highest of betrayal. That is the highest form of hypocrisy. And it just shows where the United States of America really is. And I'll repeat it. You have lost your country. You are going under the black boot of tyranny. And you deserve it, folks. The American people deserve it. Or God is not a just God. You get what you deserve. And we had three people now that have come forward. Ron Paul told you what you had to do to fix the United States. You threw eggs in his face and said, no, we don't want you. Then we had another doctor. He's head of, I can't think of his name. What is his name, Larry? He's head of housing. And yes, Carlson. He told you what you had to do. You wouldn't do it. You threw egg in his face. Then Trump comes along. Yeah, go ahead,
before
Larry.
Trump. Yeah, I was just going to say, before Trump, there was Mike Huckabee.
That's right.
Governor of Arkansas and a minister of God, and they wouldn't have him either.
Oh, they didn't want anything to do with him. No, the American people have repudiated Jesus Christ, and that includes the Christians by and large. I got a very nasty email from somebody. I'll get into it on Friday night because this is the attitude of most of the American people. And this is why you're going to not only lose your nation, but you're going to perish in the most horrific ways, and you're going to go down, not up. Those are the words of Jesus Christ, not me. I didn't make this stuff up. You don't read the Bible And when you do read it, you only read what you want to hear. You don't read or understand what you don't want to hear. That's why you don't want to hear who America is in biblical prophecy. It's Babylon the Great. All of the things that are happening right now in this great, former great nation, this former great experiment, it's gone. And the American people evidently love to have it so. Just like the Bible says, they have itching ears, and they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want anything to do with the truth. Woe unto me if somebody tells me the truth. I'll strike out at them real soon because I just can't stand the truth. I don't want to hear it. Okay, here's what Jesus says to you. Then you're going to turn your nation into hell. Any nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Those are his words, not mine. And you people are all going into hell. We all are going to be riding through hell. The Lord may save some of us, but a lot of us are going to get delivered up. And that's just the way it is. And it's just too bad. And this election proved it. It proves where the American people are. You know, you can't do, you can't be such hypocrites. The highest betrayal was sending your kids off to war, and then you turn around and bow down and kiss the black boots of tyranny. I don't understand it, Larry, any more than I understand this acquiescing to these medical tyranny that we have now. And now they're coming in with even greater lockdowns, because the first lockdown didn't work. It didn't destroy the American economy. So now they're coming in with another one to totally destroy it. And the people sit around twiddling their thumbs, and they can't seem to even remotely think clearly about what is going on. And I don't really care whether Biden gets in or Trump gets in, because the Bible is very, very clear where we're headed. It doesn't make any difference. Where prophecy is going to be fulfilled. And warning everybody, if you're not under Jesus Christ, you're in a world of hurt. And the vast majority of Christians, as I've said before, not my words, Jesus' words, most of the Christians are not real Christians. And their end is horrible. Beyond measure. Jesus warned you all, Matthew chapter 7, and it's right there in plain sight for everybody. Anyway, what do you got, Larry? I know we got some solar storms, too.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting timing. You know, I was thinking how that, you know, about the time Trump came in, everybody was behind him because, oh, he was just going to fix it all. But when Trump looked around, year after year after year, and now into his fourth year, he couldn't find his allies, the ones that said, go fix it. They was gone. What do you think, Stuart?
Well, that's it. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why Trump didn't come on here much, much sooner and say, folks, if you're not going to help me, if you're not going to come up, rise up, forget it. I can't do it. He even warned us all. He says, they're not after me. They're after you. Well, what does that mean? Well, a communist coup has just taken place. And if Trump were to win, I don't know, Larry. We're in trouble. It's going to be very interesting whether the Lord is actually done with Donald Trump, and Biden is actually going to come into power along with Harris, or Pelosi's going to bring in whatever she wants to bring in. Maybe it's Hillary. Maybe it's Obama. We don't know who she's going to appoint. She can appoint basically anybody she wants. Anyway, I can tell you right now, there's going to be a revolution in this country, and it's going to get hot. Guns are going to come out of the closet, and a lot of people are going to get killed, and then the UN troops will come in to bring in peace, and a lot of blue helmets are going to get killed as well. This is going to be a real mess. The American people are heavily armed, but I don't know if they've got the guts to bring them out of the closet when the time comes, or even defend themselves. According to Celeste, she says 92 to 97%, and this is, I guess, FEMA thinking, that they will go to their FEMA camps, even though they know they're going to their death. They will go to their FEMA camps without protest, and they have already sold their own children anyway. So America's gone. America's gone. And I keep warning people, you either do what Jesus Christ told you to do, or you're not going to heaven. Not my words, Jesus's words. And I get these emails from people, and I know most people mock what I have told them Jesus says. Well, you can mock Jesus Christ all you want. It's nothing to me. But it means everything to you all out there that are mocking him. He said, if you hear my words and you don't do them, then you're a fool. Because death and hell await. Simple as that. You either do what he said, or and you can come up with all the excuses you want, or that's a work. That's a legalism. We're saved by faith through grace. Well, that's true. Grace brought you a straight gate. Grace brought you Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ brought you a straight gate and a narrow way. It's right there. If you don't want it, that's fine with me. I don't care. Your blood's not on my hands anymore. I've warned people for I don't know how long. I'm not going to be held accountable for that. Because I can look the Lord right in the eye, and I said, I warned your people. And he's going to say, yes, I know you did. I know you did. And they wouldn't listen. So anyway, that's just the way it is. Civil war, Larry, imminent. Democrats will not accept Trump victory, says Pelosi. What does that mean? They're not going to. If Trump were to win over the next, we'll say, 2 weeks, Biden's not going to give up? Is that what that means?
Well, it's, you know, it seems like Pelosi's plan's in motion. Trump now has pivoted to the courts and the fraud, the election fraud, and it's not even an election. You know, I've said this over and over and over. I've said it till I'm tired of saying it, that it's not an election. It's a coup. How clear can I talk? I mean, I can't talk in much more clear other than I would really make a lot of people real, real mad. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people are mad. Too bad.
Well, I just have to stay mad as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Because I didn't write the script. I didn't write the script, Stuart. and I was thinking, as you was talking there, you know, I watched. There was a movie one time called Ship of Fools, and I don't think that was about the Titanic. I think it about a ship called America, maybe. Because
yes.
Look, Stuart, we're in the middle. Let me read this from, and you know, I don't read a lot of things, Hal Turner, but let me read this one. It says he put out a post after last night's election and where it went. He said the American 2020 election's being stolen right before our very eyes. He said, we the people of the United States are personally witnessing with our own eyes the intentional theft of a national election by some of the very people entrusted to protect our republic, the very systems of various state governments which we pay for are being used against us to negate our votes through fraud, ballot stuffing, false voter IDs, fraudulent signatures on mail-in ballots, and in every other way. Our nation is in existential peril. Now, Stuart, maybe we are like the Titanic. The Titanic hit an iceberg and began to sink. And all these people had been told on that ship, it's unsinkable. The Titanic was reportedly unsinkable. Now,
yes.
There was one prophet of God named Anton Johansson, and I read it in his book even, that actually told them before the Titanic sailed, it would sink. It would never reach its destination. And well, guess what? History's proven out he wasn't a liar. And Stuart, I just have a strong feeling, because all the American people are sitting in this foolish place, quiet, bending over, kissing boots. Everything you've said's true. I know people don't like to hear it, but maybe we're going to get what we kiss.
Yes, unfortunately. And years and years and years ago, probably 28, 27 years ago, a fellow wrote a book and sent it to me. I don't think it ever got published, about America being the Titanic and the parallels between the Titanic and America, Babylon, and the prophecies of it. And, yeah, it's a ship of fools. They're more intent upon eating their brats and watching a non-existent or football game. The Bible itself says of the people of the United States, you are mad upon your idols. Let that sink into you. You are mad upon your idols. And they are. They are. It doesn't matter what the idol is. It can be a rock group. Can be a football team, can be whatever. But what I see all the time is people ranting and raving about their next football game that's coming up, and they got to watch it on TV and drink their beer and all this stuff. Meanwhile, the communists are encircling, and pretty soon they're going to rip away their TVs, and they're all going to end up in FEMA camps to be tortured and killed. So they don't have the brains to figure it out. That's not my problem. My mission was to tell the American people and the people of the world, basically. My ministry was simple. Get out your Bibles and study it for yourselves. Don't take my word for it. Don't take any pastor's word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Read what it says and study what it says. Do what it says. And if you won't do that, you die in your sins. It's that simple. And I'd like to add, there is no sinner's prayer in the Bible anywhere. Nobody can show it to me. I have laid this stuff out for the last 29 or 30 years. I've told people, prove it wrong. Show me where it's wrong. Refute it. Not by your theology, not by what you think, but by the words of Jesus Christ himself as presented in the scriptures, both Old Testament and New Testament. And to date, all I get is you're a liar, you're into works, but I never get any scriptures. So that's the way it is, and the people of America love to have it so. The American Christians love to have it so. And Jesus and the Lord basically has always, always used very evil people to punish his own. And then he turns around and destroys the evil people that destroyed his people. It's been that way for a long, long time. This is the other thing I don't understand about, and Fox News, by the way, Fox News last night proved their deep state, global deep state, unworthy to be called journalists with the exception of Tucker Carlson now. I watched them call states for Biden when only 1% or 2% or 3% of the vote was in, and they were marking it up for Biden. They never would mark up anything for Trump, even though he was thousands of votes ahead. They refused. Fox News is nothing but another propaganda arm for the New World Order. They are worthless. Last night, they came out in the open and showed you who they really are. And I've known it for a long time. They're nothing but paid opposition. That's all they are. And you got a few journalists on there like Tucker Carlson, and they soon are going to be gone because Fox News does not want the truth. Fox News has no use for the truth. They're just a propaganda machine for the New World Order. And that's the way it is. Now, I don't know about Fox Business, but the regular Fox News, they proved themselves last night to be just a propaganda arm. They're a psyops operation. And by doing that, they were hoping to sway votes. There ought to be a national law that there can be no commentary on anything until after California, Oregon, and Washington have closed their polls. And then they can begin. Because this is a psyops operation to sway people by saying, well, Biden's just sweeping it, so there's no point of you Republicans even going to the polls to vote. That's what that was about. I have never seen such manipulation. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, Stuart, you're exactly right. It is an operation, a psyops operation. What we're watching is the CIA illegally operating inside the United States of America through the United States government, and it's operating not only through the Supreme Court, but through both houses of Congress, and even in the White House against Trump. And what's going to be interesting, Stuart, and I know there's people that love the Lord out there. I know there's a remnant out there that's trying to do the right thing, and they're being basically overwhelmed. Well, what we're going to have to watch shortly is if, and you've said this over and over, if Trump is not finished, if the Creator has a few more things for him to do involving Israel especially, then they're going to have a lot of trouble on their hands. But tying that in, what you mentioned earlier, the CMEs, there was four CMEs today. The last one was a C7.3. That's a pretty big CME, and they're coming off the sun, and there's no talk about it anywhere. I'm getting the inside information, but you're not hearing about it on the mainstream media at all. So there is possibly going to be a heavenly intervention, and God's people, we just need to stay out of the way, I guess, and see what happens.
Yep. And this may bring on more volcanic activity and much more earthquake activity because there is a disquieting in the center of the earth, and all of this radiation is going down into the core. And I believe it transmutes itself into matter, and thus you have an expanding planet. I don't think we know the mechanics. In fact, I was just reading a scientific article. We really don't know what's going on in the middle of the earth or the center of the earth. Well, that's the first time I've seen an honest evaluation. It's like scientists who have tried to tell you what time and space are. They don't have a clue as to what time and space really are or how they operate. But they're going to find out the hard way that there is a Creator, and he's pretty much fed up with humanity and is about to hit the delete button. And go into Isaiah 24 if you think this is a joke. It's not. Very few are going to be left. Very, very few. It all did not have to happen. And our mocking of Jesus Christ is going to end up in horrific problems for everybody here in America. As I said before, the Bible tells you, the nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Now, that's a statement right from God himself. Well, what has America done? They've repudiated God. He's nowhere to be found. Anyway, Larry, any last word?
Yeah, it's just a reminder that America hadn't just simply forgot God. They literally hate God, detest God, and have done everything they can over a number of years to remove him from America while the church sat silent.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And here's the last one I'll give to you folks out there. In order to travel, you'll soon be forced to carry a digital certificate that provides proof of medical checkups, screenings, DNA swabs, and vaccinations. This is where this is headed, right out of the CDC, right out of the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the fourth beast of Daniel. Prophecy is going to be carried out to the letter. And the people of America have totally ignored all of it. Well, now you're going to pay for it, folks. We're all going to pay for it. And I've said over and over again, you're in a matrix. You're under a lockdown. Jesus Christ is the only one that has the key. And if you won't do what he says, you won't get the key. You will die and go into a ruin. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on. And Friday night we'll pick up on we'll have a lot more news on this election fraud. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.